have not been able to hold one in person since 2019, obviously. So we're really glad to be able to hold our concert again at East Liberty Presbyterian Church outside in the courtyard. It's going to be a beautiful day. And we definitely hope to see some folks check out the show today and tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
I remember when Renaissance City Choir was founded way back when, and I'm so glad you're still here and that people will be able to hear you live. How many folks are in the choir now, and what can you give us sort of a hint about what you'll be performing?
Sure. I think right now we're standing strong at about 40 to 50 folks in the choir. We'll continue to grow, I think, as people, you know, feel more comfortable joining us, singing in person again with the pandemic and everything still going on. But we still have a great group of people today. We're going to be performing some amazing music by, if you caught the hint, Cyndi Lauper, as well as Pentatonix. We have music by Lady Gaga. It's going to be a really fun show. And we also have some pieces that are, you know, really rooted in social justice and activism as well. That's definitely a core part of what we do as a group.
And do people need to get tickets in advance, or what's the best way to take part? These shows are both 2 o'clock today and tomorrow, right?
Yes, today at 2 and tomorrow at 2. Tickets can be purchased online in advance at our website, rccpittsburgh.com. We will also have tickets available at the door. And then tomorrow we'll actually be streaming the concert online as well, so people can check that out if they can't make it to us in person.
Terrific. And if folks might be curious about becoming part of the choir, is there a time when you have auditions or welcome new members?
Yes. So this is the end of our, you know, current season. This is our final show. But we will pick back up with placements later in the summer, late August. It's a really simple process to join us. You don't have to be a professional singer or have any kind of particular training. We have lots of folks on a broad range of experience levels. The most important part is that you love music and you love community and support our mission. So we'll definitely have announcements later this summer about when people can sign up to join us. We'll start practicing for our holiday concert beginning in early September. So people should definitely follow us on Facebook and join our email list so they'll know when we get announcements about those times that they can sign up. We would love to have some new folks join us.
And you've been very kind with your website, because nobody needs to know how to spell Renaissance. It's simply RCC. RCC Pittsburgh.
That was exactly the idea. That was exactly the idea.
RCCPittsburgh.com is how you can find out more information. Thank you so much. I know it's got to be a busy weekend. Is there anything else you wanted to mention, Morgan?
Yes, we would love to see folks there. You know, at a time when, you know, we've all gotten some, you know, pretty devastating news that we feel like might affect our community. We're here to kind of bring the joy back and kind of be resolute and really solidify our community at a time when we really need something good to hear and some good news as well.
Well, the program is like a rainbow. The Renaissance City Choir today, June 25th, and tomorrow, June 26th. East Liberty Presbyterian Church at 2 o'clock, rccpittsburgh.com for additional information. Thank you, Morgan, for being here with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM in the Anda, WMCO New Concord, WSHA-FM Grove City, WCUC Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including SLB Radio, .org/radio.
If you want to sing out, and if you wanna be free, 'cause there's a million things to be, you know that there are. And if you wanna live high, and if you wanna live low, 'cause there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. Opportunities on, and if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You see, ah, it's easy. Ah, you only need to know. If you wanna say yes, say yes. And if you wanna say no, say no. 'Cause there's a million ways to go. You know that there are. And if you wanna be me. And if you wanna be you. 'Cause there's a million things to do. You know that there are. Opportunities on, and if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You see, ah, it's easy. Ah, sing out, and if you wanna be free, 'cause there's a million things to be, you know that there are, 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 you know that there are.
David Lamott at the Saturday Light Brigade. And if you want to sing out. I've been looking for the Soundhound all over, and he has asked if we could play his original theme song by Cheryl Ann Hawk. There you go, boy. There you go. He'll make his appearance momentarily.
The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Thursday to Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5. The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing, and masks are required.
Check that. Masks are strongly recommended now, and the museum is open daily.
Come on, dogs. Hey, dogs.
With Museum Lab open weekends.
I know a dog. I know two dogs. Hey, dogs. Come on, hey, dogs. Black dogs, white dogs, all kinds of dogs.
Hey, dogs.
Red dogs, yellow dogs, all kinds of dogs. Hey, dogs. Hey, dogs. Come on, dogs.
Okay,
hey,
Sound Hound. A lot of people decide to get out of bed when you come by, Mr. Hound. Are you ready? It's kind of an amazing thing. People wait. They step over to their phone. They get ready to text. It's your turn now. The Sound Hound is here. We're thinking of calling him Sparky because he has a friend named Sparky out there in McMurray. Let me get the sound. Good boy, good boy. Here it is. Listen carefully. 412-200-5975. Let's have you hear that one more time. 412-200-5975. I want to see what I can do to make sure you can hear that in all its glory. One more time, Soundhound, if you would, please. Much better. 412-200-5975. If you can identify that sound, I think we've given you enough there to work on or to work with. Thank you, boy. And the early Mays are in concert this evening. And you'll have a chance to hear a preview of that concert a little bit later on today, just after 11 o'clock when Emily Pinkerton joins us. They have a brand new album, the early Mays do, and it's a great EP called Prettiest Blue, and you'll hear some songs from it tonight if you happen to go there. But let's take a listen to one right now from it. This is called Shaking Down the Acorns. The early May Shaking Down the Acorns from the 2022 release, officially coming out tonight. Shaking Down the Acorns here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Lots of guesses coming in as our Soundhound challenges you to come up with the correct answer. Also, a number of incorrect answers coming in. Here is today's sound. Here it comes. 412 800-200-5975. John and Carrick just came up with the correct answer. Stu thought it might be opening and closing a drawer. It sounds like that. Mike thought it might be an arrow hitting a target. It also sounds like that. Aileen in Maine got it. Caden thought it might be a bat hitting a baseball. And Annie thought it could be serving a tennis ball. There is that kind of sound. I think the first part of the sound will help you more than the second part. Listen to that very first part. Just that part. And then after that part comes 412-200-5975. Sharon knows exactly what it is from her days as a teacher. Fred, according to Linda, thinks it's a fastball going past a batter, much like Caden thought, except in Caden's case, the batter actually made contact. Not that. Pudge and Lamartine calls for Mrs. Pudge, or texts us, and Mrs. Pudge has the correct answer. And Pudge also says he thinks it's Randy and Arn, Turkey City Arn, getting their saw stuck in a board. Not that. Here it is again. It does kind of sound like that, maybe. Tavi just got the correct answer. Well done, Tavi. 412-200-5975. Ricky just got off the phone with somebody that I think had the correct answer. I'm looking for it. Oh, Bill in Homer City came up with it. He also thought it might be a roll top desk. Soundhound, would you offer the sound one more time? Oh, you've got a longer version of it, do you? We'll leave that open for you for a few more moments. Maybe that will help you. Annie just got it. And Jim in Crafton Heights had a guess of a golf swing. Not that. 412-200-5975. We'll have the correct answer in a moment.
Better take it easy, friend. You got a mighty big trailer in tow. You know this road has got some pretty bad curves, but you can make it if you don't lose your nerve. Ain't life like a wide, wide load on a narrow road. Once I had a woman, sweet as the peaches on the tree. We got married and things changed fast like a storm on the sea. She didn't want me holding her tight. She cried herself to sleep every night. Now I wish her good luck wherever that woman may be. Ain't life like a wide, wide road on a narrow road. Better take it easy, friend, you got a mighty big trailer to tow. Oh, you know you could shoot for the moon if you only had a little more room. Ain't life like a wide, wide road on a narrow road. Once I worked for a man whose heart was made of stone. Lord, he wouldn't say thanks if you put your fingers right to the bone. Just when the job was rolling along, he'd come and say, you're doing everything wrong. I'm my own boss now, and I make my mistakes all alone. Ain't life like a wide, wide road on a narrow road. Better take it easy, friend, you got a mighty big trip.
trailer in tow. You got to keep a steady hand on the wheel, 'cause a guardrail doesn't care how you feel.
Ain't life
like a wide, wide load on a narrow road. To talk. And when a big lady leaves, you should hear that little one squawk. Looking back on the life that I've led, I guess you never really know what's ahead. Sometimes you're riding high, sometimes you gotta get out and walk.
Ain't life like a wide, wide road on a narrow road?
Better take it easy, friend, you got a mighty big trailer in tow. If your luck would only hold for a while, you'd be flying down a highway in style.
Ain't life
like a wide, wide load on a narrow road? Ain't life like a wide, wide load on a narrow road?
Howie Burson and Sally Rogers at the Saturday Light Brigade. Rich in Edinburgh just got the correct answer. Here it is one last time. Correct answer also coming in from Sarah in McCandless. Sarah said, at first I thought it might be a slide projector or one of those old-timey credit card copiers. Do you remember either the big lever that would make the roller come down and get the embossed credit card printed on carbon paper? Oh my, how far we've come. Or the kind that went back and forth. But then Sarah came up with the correct answer, as did Annie. And Tommy got it. Mrs. Podge also knew the correct answer. So did Sharon. And John and Carrick and Arlene. It was the sound of a paper cutter. A manually operated paper cutter, the kind where you lift the arm up and then bring it down, just like that. Bonnie also came up with the correct answer. Mary Jean thought it might be a toaster, but after hearing the extended play, longer version, both Mark and Mary Jean agreed that it is a paper cutter. Ham radio operators, right, Mark and Mary Jean, who are now in Irwin, are having a field day this afternoon. Today, also role-playing game day. And it's also halfway Christmas Day. Let me make sure I identified all of the correct answers. I think I did. Bonnie writes, my dad was a photographer. We had a massive paper cutter at home. It's in Pittsburgh now. My mom cut every photo order using this massive paper cutter, especially all the wallet-sized ones. She would sit at that table for hours. I know that sound, writes Bonnie. It's funny, you never think of How do the pictures get to be that size? That's how. Thank you, Soundhound. That was a good one. Before we forget, let's make sure the Soundhound gets a chance to eat. When the snort stops, that's when we take the mic off of the Soundhound. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up with our upfront puzzle in about 15 minutes. This is Kermit Ruffins and the Barbecue Swingers with Tipitina. Ah, it's free RPG day, writes Mike and Mars. So game stores everywhere have giveaways for role-playing game day. That's even more exciting. And speaking of games and puzzles and fun, it's our pleasure now to welcome Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good. It's nice to have you with us. Carrie Lowry is a librarian, and you're representing two libraries today. Am I right?
Yeah. I work at South Fayette Township Library and Bridgeville Public Library.
What a great, it's great to have two libraries in your life. And one thing I don't know if people realize how relevant and evolving libraries have become. They are one of the last great equalizers where everybody can get involved and take part in things and build community in a common and welcoming space. And you've got some things going on. One of them is board game night. And where's that going to be and when?
That's going to be at Bridgeville Public Library. It's happening. It happens once a month, every single month. And right now, the next one's going to be July 9th. And it's from 6 to 9 p.m. And it is 21 and plus because it is BYOB.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it's so much fun. I'm a big board gamer myself, and I can't tell you how many awesome people I've met through having going to these board game nights.
Now, when I think of board games, I distinctly think of two categories. I think of the kind I generally like, the Monopolies and Parcheesis and Scrabble. And then I think of those games where, like, you sit and plan taking over other countries.
Yeah.
Are there both kinds of board games? There are probably others, too, I'm sure.
Oh, there are so many different types of board games now. So we do have, like, your old-school classics like Monopoly, Parcheesi, and you're welcome to bring your own games as well, which is pretty cool. So if you want to, like, if you're really into this one game that you really want to play, you can bring it and teach other people to play it. But like board games have evolved so much in the past 10 years and to the point where they've been calling it like a Renaissance era for board games.
Yeah.
And it's, there's so many good ones. I would highly recommend, Clacks of Quedlinburg. And if you want something more strategy oriented, like Terraforming Mars or, Wingspan. But yeah, there's so many incredible games. And we actually have a board game collection at Bridgeville, where you can check out and try out games for free. And, you get those for 21 days too. And we have, which is really awesome. And like you said, a great way of like, making equitable service for everybody in the area.
Yeah, our Youth Media Center, we're going to be adding some board games to it just for fun. And there are a lot of, for lack of a better word, I'll say therapeutic, but there are games that involve problem solving or collaboration. So rather than the world domination strategy games, there's strategy games to try to either save the planet or do something different. One of my favorites growing up, which is not in this category, but it was called Gopher Broke. It was the opposite of Monopoly. You basically had to try to lose all your money. But the game made it really hard to do that. and it was so counterintuitive, but it was fun to play. The object, I think, was to move your little piece around until you ended up in what they called the poorhouse.
there's a game that's like that. It's so much fun. But basically, like, one of your uncles passed away, and they said, "Oh, you'll get all of my money," and he's like a billionaire. But you have to, it's like you have to do all of these things, which basically gets rid of all the money that you have now.
I vaguely remember this. Yeah,
yeah. And for some reason, I'm blanking on the name, and it's so much fun. But yeah, I just don't remember the name off the top of my head right now.
This is all at the Bridgeville Library, correct?
Yes, right now. The for South Fayette and Bridgeville, we have a team Discord, which is really cool, where we have game nights every Tuesday, and we have teen hangouts every Wednesday, and then we also have a Dungeons & Dragons. So, like, getting that cooperative, collaborative feel where you get to actually build all of these different skills, because it's like the one thing that I really love about board games and Dungeons & Dragons is that like you are doing all these really cool skills and learning these different skill sets, but in a sneaky way. So, for all those parents out there, great way to teach your children like collaborative or team building or even financial skills, and just like social skills in general. And, There's just so many different that you learn and you do while doing or multitasking. There's just so many things that you can build and learn. So definitely look into some board games. And if you ever want, I can definitely give some good recommendations depending on the age group.
That's good to know, actually, because, for example, in our case, we actually reached out to some music therapists and other folks who knew a lot about gaming, but I never thought to reach out to a librarian. Shame on me, because I usually do that. Dungeons and Dragons, I think those, I have not played Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. I think there are people who think those games might be a little isolating, but not necessarily, right?
Definitely not. That is, so we have, like I said, the gaming Discord, and then we have the Dungeons & Dragons Discord, and seeing the community that those teams have built together is absolutely incredible. They're welcoming every single person, I think whenever like thinking about that type of like where it's isolating and that kind of thing, I think that that's been evolving and changing for the last couple of years, probably about last like 5 to 10 years. So you might find those groups where it might be a little isolating and they're not welcoming everybody. Most of them now I feel like are extremely rewarding to be a part of. And it's really good, for creating a community, like I said, that's supportive and just this incredible, experience for one another. So yeah, I highly recommend if, even as an adult, like going into Dungeons and Dragons and finding some good people in a group and getting into that world building experience, because it's just so much fun.
Yeah, and it's nice to have things in common with people, right, and to make connections. So Board Game Night and Teen Discord, South Fayette Township Library and Bridgeville Libraries are where you will find Carrie Lowry. We've linked to both of them. And it's really fun to talk to you. I hope we'll do this more often.
Oh, yeah, me too.
anything else you'd like to mention?
I just want to thank you for having me here today with you and talking about all these awesome things that we're doing and just awesome things in general, like gaming, because it's just so much fun. I hope I can be on again sometime soon, too.
We'd love to have you. Thank you, Carrie.
Oh, anytime.
Take care. That's Carrie Lowry, and Board Game Nights and Teen Discord are taking place at Bridgeville Library and South Fayette Township Library, and we've linked to websites for both facilities. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets John and Marjorie's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of great community radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City, online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, KRDP, Indie Community Radio in Phoenix, Arizona, Loudspeaker 1 in Fort Collins, Colorado. Tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus slbradio.org/radio.
An accident.
When Crackers met Cheese, it was quite a surprise. They met up laying on the curly, twirly slide. Crackers climbed up, well, Cheese slid down.
Something new to be found.
It was an accident, a happy accident. Two worlds collided right before your eyes. It was an accident, a happy accident.
With a yummy in your tummy surprise.
Peanut butter and jelly were at the pool. Jelly thought cannonballs were really, really cool. With a leaf of peanut butter below, crash,
something new to be
it
old.
It was an accident, a happy accident. Two worlds collide.
Yummy, your dummy surprise.
It was a snack stand, a happy accident. Two worlds collided right before your eyes. It was a snack stand, a happy accident. With the yummy in your tummy surprise. With the yummy in your tummy surprise.
Don Flemons is featured there, along with the great Gordle, Crazy Legs McKeeman here at the Saturday Light Brigade. That song is called Snaccident, and it's from Gordy's album called Folk for Little Folk.
Mm-hmm.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Thank you for meeting us here today. It's time now for our upfront puzzle. We're going to give you three words, and it's up to you to see if you can come up with the word that naturally comes before the three we give you. So here come the three words. They are call, nap, and nip. Call, nap, and nip. One word comes before those three. As always, kids are welcome to participate. You can call us and go on the radio. Ricky just raised your hand. You figured it out before looking at the answer. Call, nap, and nip. One word comes before those three. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. Once again, we are looking for the word that naturally comes before call, nap, and nip. Another clue would be tail. Tommy offers the clue of box. Yeah, that would work. Good luck, 412-200-5975.
We're gonna jump, little children, jump. Jump, little children, jump. Jump, little children, jump. Jump, little children, jump. Jump, jump, jump. Jump, little children, mama and papa's home. You don't gotta worry about that lady under us. Give a little drink and she ain't heard no fuss. Jump, little children, jump. I said jump, little children, jump. Jump, 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 little children, mama and papa's gone. And you don't gotta care about your daddy being a preacher. Well, honey, you wanna jump? I said come up, let me teach you. Jump, little children, jump. I said jump, little children, jump. Jump, 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 little children, mama and papa's gone. I'm gonna jump right out. Yeah.
children jump,
jump, jump, jump, jump, little children, 'cause mama and papa, we gonna jump,
little children jump,
jump, jump, jump,
little children jump,
jump, jump,
jump, little children jump,
jump, jump,
jump, little children jump,
jump, little children, mama and papa, oh, come on, Tom, won't you jump out, yeah. They called the bus. I said,
little children jump,
jump,
little children jump.
Well, jump, little children, mama and papa's gone. We gonna jump,
little children jump,
a little children.
I jump, little children jump,
a little children gonna jump,
jump,
little
children jump,
little children jump,
jump,
jump, jump, jump, little children, mama and papa's gone. I, we gonna jump,
little children jump.
We gonna jump, little children, mama and papa's home.
Tom Mint, Mason Via, and Ben Somerville here at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's from an album called 409, Jump, Little Children. Good to have you aboard. A lot of guesses continue to come in at 412-200-5975. Linda Schifino got the correct answer. Listening in Squirrel Hill. We're looking for the word that naturally comes before call. Nip, nap, and tail. Patrick in South Park. Good morning, Patrick. He got it. Sarah said another clue could be skill. I like it. Mike says, how about Stevens as a clue? It works. Or woman. Russ in North Carolina got the correct answer, as did Matt. And Linda also got it. So did John and Addie. 412-200-5975. This one a little easier if you came up with it, especially if you're one of our younger listeners. We'd love to hear from you. Or maybe it wasn't so easy. It's always easy when you know the answer already. Bonnie got the correct answer also. Nice to have so much participation this morning. So the word we're looking for can come before call, before nap, before nib, food, box, Stevens, skill, Or, in certain circles, sup. And good morning to Carrie. And thank you for the story you just shared, which I don't want to share just yet because it will give away the answer. Jim in Crafton Heights just posted his answer on Facebook. Hello also to Debbie, who is playing along on Facebook, as well as Michelle. The games pop up in real time at SLB Radio. And the word we're looking for is cat, catnip, catnap, cat call, cat tail, cat Stevens, and cat skills. Congratulations if you got the correct answer. Turkey City Arn got it just before I revealed it. Jim and Crafton Heights said this game is the cat's meow. Oh, Mike and Mars gave burglar as a clue, an excellent clue, cat burglar. And Carrie was mentioning that she never had a cat until one followed her home. And she said, I am an adult, but she was walking during the pandemic lockdown, went out for a walk, and a cat followed her home, sat on her front porch for about an hour, mewing away, and she tried to find its owner for months, and it's been almost 2 years. Now it sleeps in my guest room. Cats have a way of doing that. They find their room and board. And maybe a mouse or two as well. Congratulations if you came up with cat. That's the word we were looking for today.
I had a cat named Princess Anne, and I fed my cat in the frying pan. Cat goes, open that can. Meow, meow, open that can. The cat goes, open that can. My heart's delight, and I drop the food in every night. Fish goes bubble up, cat goes, open that can. Meow, meow, open that can, the cat goes, open that can. Meow, meow, open that can, the cat goes, open that can. I had a dog with a coat sublime, and the dog was hungry all the time. Dog goes, now, now. Fish goes bubble up, cat goes, open that can. Meow, meow, open that can, the cat goes, open that can. Meow, meow, open that can, the cat goes, open that can. I had a man I knew like a book, and I fed my man in the breakfast nook. Man goes beans again, dog goes now, now. Fish goes bubble up, cat goes, open that can. And a tried to feed him on the run. Son goes, I'll get a Big Mac. Man goes, beans again. Dog goes, now, now. Fish goes, bubble up, cat goes, open that can. Meow, meow, open that can. The cat goes, open that can. A little girl, the apple of my eye, and all she'd eat was chocolate pie. Girl goes, ooh, that's gross. Boy goes, I'll get a Big Mac. Man goes, beans again. Dog goes, now, now. Fish goes, bubble, bubble up. Cat goes, open that can. Meow, meow, open that can. Cat goes, open that can. Meow, meow, open that can. Cat goes, open that can. I had my mother-in-law to tea. She wishes her son hadn't married me. Mom goes, mmm, tough pastry. Girl goes, ooh, that's gross. Boy goes, I get a Big Mac. Man goes, beans again. Dog goes, now, now. Fish goes, bubble up, cat goes, read my lips. Meow, meow, open that can. The cat goes, open that can. Meow, meow, open that can. The cat goes, quit playing the banjo. Get out here in this kitchen and rattle those pots and pans and open that can.
Cat's got the measles and dog's got the whooping cough. Cat's got the measles and the dog's got the whooping cough.
And Macon, Georgia just wrote and suggested a Moran. And it took me a minute. He wrote, how about a Moran? And he even phonetically spelled it with the accent. He means catamaran. Catamaran as a clue. You heard Kathy Fink there and Cat's Got the Measles. And Cindy Mangson did the song Open That Can. If you know somebody who really loves cats, Cat Tales, T-A-L-E-S, is Cindy Mangson's album that features that song and lots of songs about kitty cats. It's birthday time now at the Saturday Light Brigade, and By the way, thank you for that, Craig. We have a lot of birthdays to celebrate. Are you ready? I am. We start today with Keely of Newcastle, from your mom and dad, Ruth, from your family, Emma from the South Side, and Tweety of Slippery Rock. Also, we have Ariane in Cheswick, from mom and dad and Ian and Deanna. Hi, Deanna. Deanna Beringer of our staff here at SLB. Happy birthday. And also, happy anniversary to Mr. and Mrs. Pudge. A marital unit now. Oh, it's a milestone for them. At least if I'm doing my math correctly, it's been 35 years. Happy anniversary. Pudge called to remind us, Mrs. Pudge. Mr. Pudge called us. Happy anniversary to you both. Tomorrow is their anniversary, the 26th. On Monday, Madeline of Knox, Sharon of Mount Lebanon, from Mark and Colin, Kira, and also Aiden. Duncan of Mars celebrates on the 27th, as does Peggy in Oakland. On the 28th, we have Stephen of Monroeville, from your dad, Rick. Coming up on the 29th, we have Elena from the Doino family, Amelia of Fox Chapel, Sophia of Sewickley from the Dempsey family, and another anniversary, Henry and Janet from Galadriel, and the whole family. On the 30th of June, we have Biljana Davanzo of McDonald from Antonio and family. We have Toby of Sharpsburg also celebrating. And a few others to mention as well. Philomena celebrates on June 30th. Barbara Ann of Forest Hills, from your family, Jillian in Gibsonia. Lou of Penn, from Grandma Ruthie and brother Rick and sister-in-law Patty, also from Jim. Andrea from Alex, Max, and Ian, and husband Jim, and also Abby from your family on June 30th. On Friday, July 1st, we remember the birthday of Ann Feeney, who was born on July 1st. Also, happy birthday to John in Slippery Rock, Danielle Cooper of Cheswick, Mike of Dubois from Stephen, Sarah from Mom Jeanette and Dad Gavin, Kathy of the Powers family from the entire family, Lucas from Isabel and Isadora, and July 1st is the gotcha date for Megan Eliza Wood, Kathy and Terry, and us. Wish you a happy gotcha day. It's always a date to remember.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, Arizona, WSHA-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. This just in, Turkey City Arne and T.C. Shayla, Turkey City Shayla, have 20 years of holy matrimony, June 28th. Arne and Shayla, happy anniversary. Coming up June 28th.
My mama plays the washboard in the band on every big stage clear across the land. She's on the circuit, she's in demand. Plays it off the chain, stone cold out of hand. Flashing like lightning, kicking like a mule. Washboard mama breaks all the rules. They line up for hours to hear mama's hot lick. They can't wait to hear those crazy claggity clicks. She hits the teapot, the cowbell, and then just for kicks, she throws a ham bone hand jive into the mix. Slings it down by her shin bone, up behind her head. Washboard mama just knocks them all dead. Washboard mama drives a brand new car. Washboard mama, she's a superstar. She used to scrub everybody's dirty clothes all day, but now washboard mama just wailing away. Each week she starts scrubbing to the groove, found the killer beat. She started swinging her shoulders and stomping her feet. Hung out her last load of laundry and her plan was complete. She threw out the soap and she threw out the tub. She grabbed that washboard and headed to the club. She sat in with the band and she was bad to the bone. And a big time agent called her up on the phone. Now pictures on the cover of the Rolling Stone. And back home we all got to wash our own. She's got no time for laundry. Natural fact, she's doing 120 cities, y'all, back to back. Washboard mama, she's the queen of the show. Standing room only wherever she goes. She paid her dues scrubbing day and night. And now washboard mama's got a name in life.
That's from a new album by Dave Miller called Washboard Mama. The name of the song and the album is Prayers in the Wind here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We're going to play Guess Who now, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Get ready in a moment. We are going to give you the initials to a person who we've selected to be our Guess Who person for today. And you'll have a chance to guess to see if you can figure out who it is.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org. or at mjbergerfoundation.org.